We're starting to learn what was said actually behind those closed doors. Congressional investigators released detailed transcripts this afternoon from witnesses in the impeachment inquiry. It's just a start as the impeachment investigation moves into a public phase. For his part, President Donald Trump says there's, quote, no reason to investigate further. The World's Matthew Bell is here to explain.
We're seeing in full, these are the first two transcripts from some of the many U.S. officials who have gone behind closed doors, as you mentioned, to answer questions from members of the House committee that are conducting this impeachment inquiry. Remember that the Republicans have, and along with President Trump, have complained mightily that this process from the beginning has been conducted in secret. Well, we're now seeing things shift to a more public inquiry. This is the beginning of that. Just today, these two transcripts add up to more than 400 pages of material.
Yeah, and what are the highlights from these two transcripts that were released?
So the first is from Marie Yovanovitch. She served as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. She was removed back in the spring by the Trump administration. In the 300 pages of testimony from her, the thing that really jumped out to me was that Yovanovitch describes to the House investigators how President Trump, along with his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, were essentially running a shadow foreign policy in Ukraine, and that she was really kept out of it. This was irregular, to say the least. This is just not how U.S. foreign policy is conducted traditionally. Yovanovitch says she was troubled by what was going on here, being kept out of the loop. Today, Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he's essentially the point man on the impeachment inquiry for the Democrats. He described Marie Yovanovitch as a dedicated public servant and someone with decades of experience in the State Department.
It is someone who also is one of the first witnesses to this irregular back channel that the president established with Rudy Giuliani and the damage that it was doing to America's national security and foreign policy interests, how it was working at in opposition, not in support of U.S. policy objectives.
Another thing, Marco, that Schiff highlighted was that Yovanovitch was pressured through what he called a smear campaign, that she was pushed out of her role at the State Department. And that is something that the House needs to learn about.
And the transcript from the other witness, who was that witness and what did we learn there?
So that's Michael McKinley. He's a former advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. McKinley said that morale at the State Department among Foreign Service professionals was damaged by the way that the Trump administration had been carrying out U.S. foreign policy, that the administration was not supporting State Department personnel, even as they were getting caught up in this impeachment inquiry. That led McKinley, he says, to resign. He also said that he was disturbed by the Trump administration appearing to use ambassadors like Yovanovitch overseas in efforts that were trying to advance the Trump administration's domestic political objectives. Here's a line that really jumped out at me from McKinley's testimony. He says, I was disturbed by the implication that foreign governments were being approached to procure negative information on political opponents.
Wow. So more transcripts to come. What are we likely to hear this week?
It looks like two more transcripts will come out tomorrow in full, and these were from two of the biggest witnesses so far, and that was Kurt Volker, who is the Trump administration's special envoy to Ukraine, along with Gordon Sondland. He, remember, is the Trump supporter who became – he's a political appointee, became the ambassador to the European Union. Both Volker and Sondland, they testified and shed some light on what had happened with Ukraine policy, but they were also very much involved with what was going on there. Another thing, Marco, is that the president has called for the whistleblower to come forward and saying that the whistleblower's identity should be revealed. The Democrats are saying that's entirely inappropriate. But news came out today that the whistleblower's lawyer said that he would be willing to answer questions from the Republicans if that would satisfy them.
The World's Matthew Bell, thanks very much for keeping us up to date.
Thanks, Marco.